Yes, I'm not emitting articulate sound. I take my stand and deliberately refuse to plead. There is no adoration in my mute appeal. My tongue a pad or cone for the trumpet's bell. Tongue-tied, bereft of ABC, I lap and soak my whistle at the law's rim. In mood moments I say, smash down the blackboard! Let it stay black. Shake my chained tongue, I'll fake a growl. Dog my steps. I am wet toed to the spring for Mam's tea. Spam on Sundays and chips if they're as cool. In the Orient, I would be a good servant willing to please. Damping of strings, my speciality, and hired mourner for the rest of my days. Gazer at umbrellas and rain. No use for aught else up here, except wiping my legs of heifer muck and fetching the 4 o'clock milk with thee. In the byre alone, I weep at the imagined contrivance of straps and wires, locking my loll tongue, gargoyle head. My muzzle gushes rain, and I wince when people speak to Mam, giving me the sideways look. My eyes go furious, and I stamp, stamp, stamp. Pulse fever even in heartfelt sleet. Loud tumult. What there is of my mind tumbled into the lashing trees. Yes, I love falling. Caught momentarily through each tall command of branches, amazed once more at the borage blue sky in another September afternoon with tongue spouting, soaking the cones, thudding to the very ground, disturbing all the birds and worms and wasps and bees. Don't count on me for fun among the towering cowslips, but please don't crush my heart.